Hey there, digital detoxers. Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide to navigating this crazy, wired world. Today's topic? Something that's been weighing heavy on my mind, and probably yours too. Forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grievances, each one pulling you down? You know that feeling when someone does something that really stings, and it just sticks with you? That resentment can become this monstrous thing, draining your energy, clouding your thoughts, and even impacting your physical well-being. But here's the game changer. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and hurt so you can move forward with lightness and clarity. Think of it like this. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you practice forgiveness and actually feel lighter on the inside. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress those angry, hurt, or even betrayed emotions. It's okay to feel them. Bottling them up only makes them fester and grow stronger. Take some time to journal, talk it out with a trusted friend, or even just scream into your pillow, don't judge. Acknowledging your feelings is the first step toward healing. 2. Separate the person from their actions. Remember that people make mistakes, sometimes big ones. We all do. Try to see the situation from their perspective. Maybe they were acting out of fear or insecurity. This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you develop compassion and understand that they're human just like you. 3. Focus on your growth. Forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about you. Holding on to anger keeps you stuck in the past. Choosing to forgive allows you to break free from that cycle of pain and move forward with a sense of empowerment. Think of forgiveness as an opportunity for self-discovery and growth. 4. Practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Imagine what they might be going through, the motivations, their fears. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but it can help you see them as a whole person with vulnerabilities and struggles just like you. 5. Set boundaries. Forgiveness doesn't mean blindly accepting hurtful behavior. It's important to set clear boundaries to protect yourself from future pain. This might involve limiting contact with the person who hurt you or establishing healthy communication patterns. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She works incredibly hard, but her boss constantly undermines her achievements and takes credit for her ideas. Sarah's resentment builds over time. She feels angry, frustrated, and undervalued. But then she realizes that holding on to this anger is only hurting herself. So Sarah starts to practice forgiveness. She acknowledges her hurt feelings, separates her boss's actions from his character, maybe he's insecure, focuses on her own growth by seeking out mentors who support her, and practices empathy by remembering that everyone has flaws and insecurities. She also sets boundaries by politely but firmly advocating for herself and limiting interactions with her boss when possible. Sarah's journey isn't about condoning her boss's behavior, it's about freeing herself from the prison of anger so she can focus on her own success and well-being. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and often courage. But the rewards, inner peace, emotional freedom, and a lighter heart are absolutely worth it. So, digital detoxers, take this episode as your cue to start letting go of those grudges that are weighing you down. Embrace forgiveness, not as weakness, but as strength, the strength to heal, grow, and move forward with grace. Remember to share your thoughts and experiences on social media using #DigitalPoisonPodcast. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep detoxing and shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.